the opportunity to play a team like Michigan State here at home, where you guys have been obviously so successful?
It's going to be a great opportunity for us. They're obviously a very good ball club, and coming into our home environment, you know, sellout crowd, it's going to be a great environment. It's going to be a lot of fun to play in this game tomorrow.
What about that record? Do you think about the record, breaking the record for the long time here at home?
It hasn't even crossed my mind until you asked me this question right now. I don't think about that stuff. My goal is to go out there and try to win every basketball game and, you know, try to work hard every day with my teammates and put us in a position to win. And so we're just a competitive bunch of group of guys, and we're going to go out there and try to win every basketball game.
Brandon was just talking at the end there about how the one thing you can't do against this team that's happened the last few times you played them is turn the ball over down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Is it really just kind of that simple as far as what has to be different in order to come out with a win tomorrow night?
I'd say that's a pretty big component. You know, Michigan State does a tremendous job of, you know, ratcheting up their intensity when they need to stop, things like that. And, you know, that's something that we need to respond to. I think last year and both of the times we played them, we weren't able to match that. And, you know, it led to some mistakes down the stretch. So that would be a big thing. And obviously we have our whole game plan that we're going to follow. And, you know, I think if we execute that and play our game, we'll be fine.
What about the challenges for you defensively? I mean, not only is Gary Harris one of the best players in the country, mm-hmm. but they don't turn the ball over very much. I think they only had 5 turnovers against Michigan.
We're going to get after him defensively. We're going to do what we do. We're going to press. We're going to, you know, try to bother them, get them out of their rhythm. They like to run a lot of sets, so we're going to try to pressure them and disrupt the timing of those. And, you know, we're just going to play our game and try to play aggressive defense.
From them right now, what immediately jumps out at you?
They got a lot of experience and a lot of very good individual players, and at the same time they got depth. So they're a very good ball club, and it's going to be a fun game. I think we match up with them pretty well. Their point guard play, Appling, he's one of the best point guards in the league and maybe even in the country, and it's going to be a fun personal matchup for me. And you know, they just have a lot of great players on their team.
What makes that a fun matchup for you personally?
I'm a competitive guy, and every time I get to go against one of the best point guards out there, you know, it's fun for me. I love playing this game, and I want to play against the best competition there is.
How important is it to keep that approach that you guys have had all year of staying on an even keel? And how important is that tomorrow night, considering the atmosphere and what's on the line and that sort of thing?
It's important. Basketball is a game of runs, and they're obviously going to make some runs, and we'll make some runs too. So, you know, we can't get too high or too low at any point. We got to continue to just, you know, work hard, execute the game plan, and do what we do. And that'll be what we need to do.
It helps that you guys have played a lot of big games so far in the last couple of years. I mean, is that just kind of how you're going to approach this one too?
Yeah, we have a lot more experience than we did last year. We've been in big games, so, you know, we're not going to be intimidated by the atmosphere and by the stage. We're just going to go out there and play basketball.